here's a story from The World.
In some parts of the world, being an environmental activist can be a dangerous, even deadly job. According to a new report from Global Witness, a human rights organization, 227 environmental activists around the world were killed last year, the highest number ever recorded. Reporter Manuel Rueda is following this story and joins us from Bogota, Colombia. Manuel, lay this out for us. Where are we seeing these murders happen? I mean, which countries?
We're seeing these murders happen in countries that have internal conflicts or conflicts where lots of different armed groups are vying for territory, for example, in Colombia and in Mexico, but also in countries where governments are encouraging companies or settlers to take over natural resources in an unorderly fashion, which is the case, for example, in the Philippines, or in Nicaragua, which had 12 murders of environmental activists last year. But since it's a relatively small country, it had the highest per capita rate of murders of activists.
Is there a reason why we're seeing this uptick in murders of environmental activists?
Well, if you look at the report from Global Witness, it says that there were 227 murders in 2020. Out of those, half are just three countries, Colombia, Mexico, and the Philippines. Colombia has the most murders with 65. So in the case of Colombia, for example, the reason there's an uptick is that there was a peace deal between the government and the FARC guerrilla group 5 years ago, which helped the country in general, but that also left power vacuums in some remote parts of the country, where now drug trafficking groups or smaller rebel groups are trying to come in to take over that vacuum, to take over the drug trafficking routes or the logging or the illegal mining. And then that affects environmental activists because environmental activists who are trying to preserve the forest or preserve sources of water from mining, for example, get caught up in the new confrontations over territory by these armed groups. So in Colombia, for example, according to Global Witness's numbers, the number of environmental activists murdered over the past 3 years has actually doubled.
What is being done to protect environmental activists? I mean, in Colombia or anywhere else? I mean, is anything being done given the numbers of them who are being killed?
I think that groups like Global Witness, who did this report, what they're doing, which is very important, is highlighting the issue, creating awareness about the issue. And then another thing are projects even by the U.S. Embassy to strengthen the local justice system. When it comes to these murders of environmental activists or any other kind of activists, really, one important thing is to make sure that threats against them are investigated when these people are alive and are being threatened, that they're provided protection. In Colombia, for example, many human rights leaders have bodyguards assigned, paid for by the government. And then if a murder happens, it's very important for prosecution to happen because that's the only way you can discourage criminal groups from doing this again and again. So when it comes to doing something, it's very important, for example, to strengthen justice systems in these different countries so that they're more capable to go to places and investigate, to gather and process information. In places like Colombia, there's a huge backlog when it comes to prosecuting murders.
Manuel Rueda is a reporter based in Bogota, Colombia. He's been talking about environmental activists under threat in many countries worldwide. Thanks a lot, Manuel.
Thank you.
From PRX.